All right, we're doing a handful of different things today in the Radio Deli. We're going to play some Michael Franti a little bit later because he's playing in Missoula on Tuesday. Andrew Bird is playing there tonight, but I have a guy in the studio here who's playing at the Ponderay Winery tonight, and then he's playing at the Cedar Street Bistro on Saturday. It's Bill Price. He has been in here before, and welcome back to Sandpoint, Bill.
Thanks, Diane. Great to be here.
Yeah, you're from Indiana, but go ahead.
Just out here again. It keeps drawing me back.
Well, you were just over at Eichardt's a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
So you're sort of a return visitor to Sandpoint.
Yeah, I just play as much as I can here, and just the whole Northwest, really. But you know, I just love Sandpoint.
Well, I remember when you sent me your big, beautiful box package. How many years ago was that?
Gosh, that's been out at least 3 years, I guess. I'm probably wrong about that, but
it's called "I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky," and right. and describe what that was, because I mean I was so blown away by the packaging on this.
Well, it was inspired by a trip in 2010, and I needed a big break. I came out here and I was into Lewis and Clark, so I stopped at a lot of their places, historic spots, and I kept a journal inspired by them, and just had kind of a life changing trip. It was like 3.5 weeks. I went up to Glacier, which is my favorite place ever. And anyway, it inspired a lot of ideas and themes, just kind of my worldview, basically, and some things I kind of lost sight of. And I got home and oddly wasn't inspired to do music at all, but then got a big wave of inspiration. So I ended up with 2 CDs of music, and I thought, well, maybe I'll include my journal. And I enjoyed kind of getting the journal together. Because it was not meant to be read, really. So I had to kind of had to make it readable.
Yeah.
And so I ended up doing some additional writing and some short stories and things like that, and put those in a book. And I'm also a graphic designer, so I loved it. It was kind of a dream job for a designer. And so I designed this folder and pockets, and there's postcards stickers and buttons
cool.
and a wrap that goes around it with a sticker. And so it ended up being I think it took me 4 years to do that project.
Well, that's how I first was introduced to you, because you just out of the blue sent me this thing, and I kind of jumped into it. I was like, wow, this is really cool. And then you came out, and you've been back several times. Now, you sent me a CD the other day that's sort of a sequel, maybe?
It's kind of a follow-up.
Okay.
What happened was I did that project, and then I kind of kept writing about these same themes. And that project had a lot of similar themes. It's not a narrative. It just sort of evolved that way. But there are common themes and common metaphors throughout all the music. So I was still writing about time and childhood and paradox and nature and these same themes. But these songs on this 5-song EP, I guess, were more singer-songwriter. The lyrics are more direct, and I didn't need any more songs in the project to begin with, so it didn't fit physically. But I thought the styles didn't fit quite as well.
Yeah.
So I held them back, and I put the lyrics in my book of stories and poems and stuff. And I thought, well, maybe I'll do this as a little follow-up. So I did, and it's more acoustic-based. The other project is a little more eclectic, I suppose.
I remember it being that way. It's been a while since I've revisited that, but I remember the music was eclectic. I mean, there was a little bit of everything on there.
Yeah, some songs, there's like a kind of a Cajun tune. There's the folk rock stuff, and there's some acoustic stuff, but there's some rock stuff. There's some horn section. There's a bluesy tune and things like that. So this is more what you think of singer-songwriter,
right.
You know.
Well, now, will you have the big box set in this for sale tonight?
I will indeed.
Okay.
Still have a couple copies left.
Okay, because it's a very cool package. I mean, you just sort of immerse yourself into Bill's little journey. Let's check out a track off this. The EP is called Digging Deeper Toward the Sky. We're going to hear the first track called Ordinary Time. You want to set this up? Or?
Yeah, I was telling you, it's just in terms of the music, I was just listening to the Replacements, and just this way they hit the chords in their songs, this strumming, jung, you know, kind of the way they accent some of their songs. I just started with that, and this song sort of, it doesn't sound at all like the Replacements, but time was a theme, and I realized on that trip that I was enjoying just mundane things that it become normally are kind of a pain in the neck. you know, stopping to get gas or, but, you know, things like that. And so this was called Ordinary Time. It's just enjoying ordinary things. And then I found out later Ordinary Time actually is a period in the Christian calendar. It's, I think it's after Easter. There's a long period just called Ordinary Time. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's kind of what the idea behind the song.
All right. Well, it's called Ordinary Time. Bill Price playing tonight at the Pondere Winery, tomorrow night at Cedar Street Bistro. Let's check this out. Ordinary Time on KPND. You're listening to KPND. That song is called Ordinary Time from Bill Price, who is in the studio with us. He is playing tonight at Pondere Winery and also the Cedar Street Bistro on, playing tonight at the winery and tomorrow night at the Cedar Street Bistro. And that was a fun song, Ordinary Time.
Yeah, it's a foot.
Let me, it would help if I turned your mic on.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah, it's a foot tapper.
It is. Well, when you were talking about recording some music with this buddy of yours, in a kind of a funky little studio, not recording music, but doing an interview. And he's like, don't tap the foot.
Right, it was a radio. It's kind of a guy's a great guy, but it's kind of a low budget operation. So we were playing some music and we're tapping, you know, he says, don't tap, that'll vibrate the table on the microphone. So
that'll make too much noise. Well, there's another song on here that I want you to try and not try, explain, not even explain, set it up. It's called Don't Put the Child Away. I love the title of that. But tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the big project we were just talking about, one of the themes was childhood. And I, you know, we get so jaded as adults. And I just think, where does that, well, I know where the innocence goes, but where does the optimism and the imagination, and it's so hard to hold on to that.
It is.
And so I was, on that trip, was getting in touch with that. It's just like a sense of awe and wonder. And for me, it was inspired by, you know, wilderness. It's not that way for everyone, I suppose. But anyway, so childhood was a theme in some of the songs. And so this song is, yeah, it's called Don't Put the Child Away Too Long. And the first verse is about looking at a photograph. It's an old Polaroid I have of my buddy and I, my buddy Rick Lewis. And we used to say we were brothers, even though we weren't. We didn't have brothers.
Brothers
we
from
had
another
sisters.
Mother, yeah.
Yeah, and so his mom took it, I think. We're out in his front yard, and it's in the middle of February or something. We got our Chicago Bears stocking caps on and our football jerseys, and mine's a homemade one with a Dick Butkus number 51, you know, like ironed on it. I mean, it's just, you know... anyway,
very Americana.
Yeah, and we're holding the football, and we're just, he's just got this grin, and I'm just, it's like we're happy, you know. And so I kind of use that as an inspiration of you know, trying to regain that and hold on to that, find that childhood optimism
again,
you
yeah.
know. Yeah, so and the recording is briefly, it was kind of fun. There's a bridge part that's kind of got a little string section that I worked with my buddy Grover Perido on. And it was, I don't want to say it's like George Martin, but for me, it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of like something George Martin might do. So anyway, it's a fun little song.
All right, let's check it out. It's called Don't Put the Child Away Too Long. Don't forget, Bill is playing tonight, Pondere Winery, tomorrow at Cedar Street Bistro. You should stop on by for sure. Here it is. Don't Put the Child Away Too Long, KPND. You're listening to KPND, the Radio Deli, and that is Bill Price. The song is called Don't Put Your Child Away Too Long. Did I say that right, Bill?
Don't put the child.
The child, not your child. The child. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a second, that doesn't sound quite right. Bill is playing tonight at Pondere Winery. You should stop on by and catch his performance. If you miss it tonight, you have another opportunity. He'll be at the Cedar Street Bistro. Bill, thank you for coming in to the studio today.
Thanks for having me. Always love stopping in.
Yeah, always good to see you. So next time you're in town, come on by.
I will do.
All right. I want to thank our sponsor, Up North Distillery. They're in Post Falls at the corner of Celtis Way and Pleasant View.